Okay, this podcast is on Replay Media Capture 2.10D as in Delta. To find out more about the program, go to www.applian.com. It's made by Applian.com, Applian Technology. And phonetically, it's Alpha, Papa, Papa, Lima, India, Alpha, November.com. I'm using the JAWS 9 screen reader on a Windows XP Home notebook PC. And right now I'm on the desktop. This podcast is going to basically deal with the main interface of the Replay Media Capture 2.10D application. So I'm on the desktop. I should be on Replay Media Capture icon.
Replay Media Capture 11-14.
I'm going to press Enter.
Enter. Replay Media Capture left bracket register full version right bracket dialog. Tip of the day dialog. When Media Capture starts recording, you don't have to stick around and wait for the media to finish. Media Capture will continue to record it even if you decide to close your browser away. Show tips on startup checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar. Alt plus S.
Okay, you get a tip of the day dialog box when you first run the program the very first time. And there's about 6 or 7 of these, and to review them, you press Alt plus N as in November to go to the next tip, or you can tap to the next button and press your space bar. So I'm going to press Alt plus N as in November to go to the next tip dialog.
Alt N.
Then I have to press Insert B as in Bravo, Window Eyes Users. You can use Control Shift W as in Whiskey.
Tip of the day dialog. Once media is finished transferring, you can preview or change its file name by right-clicking on it or selecting the quote transfer / property quote menu item. Show tips on startup checkbox checked. Next tip button close.
With JAWS 9, you cannot do a right-click with your application's keyboard key or Shift F10. To right click on the list box list view on the main interface of the program, you're going to have to use your JAWS cursor if you want to do a right click. Okay, let's go to the next tip, Alt plus N, and then Insert B.
Alt N. Tip of the day dialog. If you go to a web page which has media but Media Capture doesn't capture it, try refreshing the page left parent at F5 in your browser right parent. Show tips on startup checkbox checked. Next tip button. Close button.
Alt plus N.
Alt N.
Insert B.
Tip of the day dialog. You can view the contents of your storage directory at any time by selecting the quote tool / storage directory quote menu item. Show tips on startup checkbox.
The storage directory is like your output folder. That's where all your recordings end up at. I'm using the default folder, so all my recordings go to that default folder that was set by the developer of the program. Okay, let's do an Alt-N.
Alt-N.
Insert B.
Tip of the day dialog. Did you know Replay Media Capture 2.1 can also capture shoutcast streams as individual MP3 song files? Show tips on startup checkbox checked.
I'm going to show you another way. I'm going to just press my tab key on the keyboard to go to the next button and press spacebar to hear the next tip.
Tab. Next tip button to activate. Press space.
Insert B to hear the dialogue.
Tip of the day dialogue. To record a video or audio clip, :1 right parent, click start recording, :2 right parent, play the clip. Show tips on startup checkbox checked.
Let's press Alt N as in November.
Alt N.
Insert B as in Bravo.
Tip of the day dialogue. Having trouble capturing some MP3 stream? Go to Tools, Settings, and activate the new MP3 Snagger plug-in. Show tips on startup checkbox.
I believe we wrapped around. And we heard all the tips, so let's tap to the close button.
Tab, close button to activate, press space bar, Alt plus C.
press space bar.
Space question dot 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 dialog. Would you like to start recording now? Left Baron, you may disable this question on startup until greater greater settings. Right Baron. Yes button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus Y.
I would choose yes here. The default button is yes. If you're not sure, do an insert E as an echo with JAWS.
Default button is yes.
And that's what I did. And I'm going to press space bar.
Space, list 1, list 2, 0 items. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Replay Media Capture is now recording for you. Okay. It's in the record mode. And we landed in the list box, list view. Automatically on the main interface of the program. Let's see what's on the main interface. Let's tab one time.
Tab record button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus R.
We're on the record button. Do not use your inner key on any of these buttons. Use your space bar. And also note, here's a conflict with the record button on the main interface and with the record menu bar. So that's why I said go ahead and choose yes in the previous dialog box to start recording. And there's another way to do a start recording on this program, and I'm going to show you that. It's in the record menu. Let's tab one more time from the record button.
Tab, dash button to activate. Press space bar.
There's a dash button. That's the minimize button to minimize the program. When you hear that, let's tab one more time.
Tab, X button to activate. Press space bar.
The X button, as in X-ray, is the exit or close the program. You can do Alt F4 to close the program. Let's tab.
Tab. List 1, list 2, 0 items. To move the items, use the arrow key. List 1, list 2.
We're on the list box, list view. There's nothing in there. And we wrapped around. So that's basically the main interface. Now let's go to the menus. On this program, you have to hit your Alt key.
Menu bar. To navigate, press left or right arrow.
And then press your right arrow key one time.
Record, Alt plus R.
And we're on the record. Left down arrow.
Menu, record menu, start recording to navigate, press up or down arrow, S.
Here's a start recording in the record menu. This is the other way you can start recording. Left down arrow in the record menu.
Stop recording, T.
There's stop recording, it's misspelled. So you press enter here to stop the recording. Left down arrow.
Exit. X.
Exit. Note, even though right now I'm recording, because I chose yes in the dialog box, it's not recording anything for us yet. We have to play a video clip on our browser. Okay? Let's down arrow.
Start recording. S.
That's it for the record menu. Let's right arrow.
Transfer menu. Dummy unavailable. D.
There's a transfer menu and there's nothing in there. Let's right arrow.
Tool menu. Settings. S.
There's a tools menu. The first option is settings. Let's down arrow.
Tool. Alt plus O.
That's it.
Tool menu. Settings. S. Tool. Alt plus O. Tools menu, settings, S.
Okay, that's all we have. Let's right arrow.
Help menu, media capture, help page, M.
In the help menu, you got a help page that comes up first. Let's down arrow.
Show tip of the day, S.
Show tip of the day.
Enter activation code, E.
I'm pressing my down arrow keys here. And the option here was enter your activation code.
About, A.
About, it tells you your version number, and maybe your product key code.
Media capture help page, M.
That's it. To get out of the menus, you press your escape key two times.
Escape, menu bar, escape, leaving menu bar, list 1, list 2, 0 items, to move the items in with the arrow key.
So what you do is minimize this program. You can do a Windows key, M, as in mic.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, replay media capture.
Then find your browser, activate your browser, whatever way you want to do it. Go to the website that has the video clips. Play a clip for like 10-15 seconds. Make it play. Stop that clip. Go to another video clip. Play that clip. Even if that video is like 30 minutes long and you play it for 10-15-20 seconds and then stop it, Replay Media Catcher is going to record the whole thing for you, even though you only played like 10-20 seconds of it. Okay? You can play as many clips as you want and stop the clip after like 10-20 seconds. And then what you do is you can minimize your browser and go back to the Replay Media Catcher program. Let's do that.
Alt tab, Replay Media Catcher, left bracket, register, full version, right bracket, Replay Media Catcher, left bracket, register, full version, right bracket, dialog, list 1, list 2, 0 items.
And your recordings will be in this list box list view on the main interface of the program where it says list box. And you can up and down arrow in this list box list view. And the way you're going to know it, the way you're going to know that the transfer was complete, the recording was complete, is the program makes a sound beep. Is one way. When the transfer is complete, the recording is complete. With JAWS, you can do an insert control numbers row 3. That's your numbers row. Again, it's insert control numbers row 3. And you will hear the word data. Data. And this is like a number, a figure. It could say like 100,243. When you hear that data number, the transfer number no longer moving, not going up, that is, to a higher number, a higher figure, you know the transfer / recording has completed for you. That's the one way I do it, okay? And basically that's it. Your recordings show up in your whatever storage output folder you told it to go to. You can use My Computer or Windows Explorer and locate the output folder where your recordings end up and play them. Okay? That's the best I can explain it to you. Note, you must start Replay Media Catcher first. The program must, you must run the program first, put it in the recording mode, and then go to your IE browser or Firefox browser, and then play the video for like 30 seconds just to be sure. Stop that video clip, go to another video clip, play that for 30 seconds, stop it. And go back to Replay Media Catcher program and look in the list box list view, and you will see your recordings being done in progress. And then use insert control numbers row 3 to hear the status of that capture. When the data figures are no longer moving, they're static, the number has not changed, the data has not changed, then you know the recording has been successful. And you'll also hear a sound beep that tells you that one of your recordings has been successful. If you hear data zero in one of your recordings in the list box of Replay Media Catcher, then Something did not go right. Okay? So let's stop the recording. Even though we did not record anything, we're going to press the Alt key.
Menu bar, the navigate, press left or
right arrow.
Record, Alt plus R.
You hear record?
Menu, record menu, start recording to navigate, press up or down arrow, stop recording, T.
Stop recording, enter.
Enter, leaving menu, list 1, list 2, 0 item, to move slide.
So now the program is not recording for you. There you have it. They're working on a new version of the program. Okay, so you know. And this was Replay Media Capture 2.10D as in Delta. Thank you very much. Hope you find this helpful.
Graphics 689 RMC2 recording with application S. Leaving menu. Replay yes button.